Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I don't know. Maybe in French it's a population de. Okay, Suburbs Nation, Mike Coley here, from upstate New York, central New York, Rome, New York. I'm going to be honest with you, I've had a very, very difficult time coming up with my 2025 faves. So many great music, so much great music came out in 2025, and I've had stuff that I've gone back to over and over, but to choose just one in each category, yeesh. This was tough. So many great releases, but here I go. Adam Coop alerted me to the fact that McCluskey had a new release. For the first time in like 21 years, the album's called The World Is Still Here and So Are We. And the first single released from the album was called Unpopular Parts of a Pig. Classic McCluskey. If you've ever heard McCluskey, they haven't lost a step. They haven't missed a beat. I played that song over and over and over. No question, that was my definite song of 2025. But an honorable mention, I'm going to go completely opposite of McCluskey. And so an honorable mention for my song of the year comes from North Carolina, that fabulous band called Wednesday with their song Elderberry Wine. That song's just got a great hook, just a great song. And I love it for very different reasons than Unpopular Parts of a Pig, obviously. It's two different styles of music, but both equally awesome.
Seeds come from delicate flowers. That was the horse shit she fed me for hours. I prophesize your death, ay, 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 ay. And that's not the best thing that happened today.
There was blood, of course, there always is. I recommend a shower if you want out the kids.
The unpopular parts of a pig, I taste nothing without its permission, I swear. The unpopular parts of a pig, I'm sorry, but no one enjoys picking blood from your hair. Tell me a story without saying I. It's harder than it sounds, but so is your life.
I close my grip, I mean my size. The parts of my soul and inside of me bleed short.
Covered in your ox, oh, whoa, 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 no. And that's not the only commandment I broke.
She weighs a lot in green acres. It turns out when you're young, you just mean much more.
The unpopular parts of a pig, I taste nothing without its permission, I swear. The unpopular parts of a pig, I'm sorry, but no one enjoys picking blood from your hair. The unpopular parts of a pig, I taste nothing without its permission.
My album of the year, the album I listened to probably the most, and since it was released on September 26th, which happens to be my brother's birthday, my brother who passed away this year, and I thank all of you in the community who gave me some kind words when my brother passed away, but his birthday was on September 26th, and little did I know that he actually went into the hospital that same day, and he never came out of the hospital. But the same day that he did that, the album Getting Killed by Geese was released. Now, I know Geese is the hot topic, the buzz band right now, and for good reason, in my opinion. They absolutely blew me away. I listened to that album three times straight, three times in a row. I never do that. Front to back, three times straight. I can count on three fingers how many times that's happened in my life. And two of those times were when I was in my teens. So in lieu of that, I'm not going to call Geese Is Getting Killed my album of the year, because I know there's a lot of people that are going to call that their album of the year. Even though that's my album of the year, I want to give props to a band called Population 2 out of Montreal. Their album, Maintenant Jamais, is an album that really changed the way I listen to music this year. I didn't know anything about this band. They're kind of a post-punk prog band. Until one of their songs appeared in one of the all-powerful algorithms on the streaming services that appeared on a Frankie and the Witchfingers playlist that I was listening to. And these guys, when you think of Frankie and the Witchfingers, which you should know, if you don't know, get on Frankie and the Witchfingers. Good God, get on Frankie and the Witchfingers. They're amazing. But Population 2 is not on the, you know, they're not on the same wavelength. So Population 2, I guess, they blew me away. Think part King Crimson, think part Pink Floyd, think part King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. But then again, King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard, they do everything. So you can't really put them in the same category as them because they play all kinds of music. But part Fugazi, think prog rock punk, post-punk, math rock, and you got yourself Population 2. So the 2 is the Roman numeral 2. So I don't know. Maybe in French it's Population 2, I guess. I don't know. But Population 2, I can't say enough about this band. They are amazing. I turned a lot of people onto these guys this year. Hopefully I can turn some of you onto these guys. Again, they're out of Montreal. They released a short form live concert video that was filmed in a park in Montreal. And they called that film Carry On, C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N. That recalls the recently re-released Pink Floyd Live at Pompeii IMAX release. I mean, the way the video was shot, it's just this little park in Montreal. But it kind of, the way they filmed it, just kind of gives you thought that maybe Pink Floyd is an influence of theirs, which they obviously are. But they are masters of their craft. They deserve wider notice, even if you don't understand French, because they sing, all their songs are sung in French. Check out the song, Le Thé est Prêt, which translated to English means the tea is ready. Population 2, that album, Maintenant Jamais, is my album of the year. I also had the great opportunity to meet and chat with the bassist from that band, Sebastian Provencal, following their performance when they opened for Frankie and the Witchfingers in Albany, New York in the fall of 2025. But he's such a genuine and appreciative person, and he was so cool to hang out and talk with. And enough about Population 2. A few of my honorable mentions for Album of the Year are Dee Spitz's Something to Consume. This group of young Austin, Texas women, they incorporate punk, grunge, and metal into their sound. And they don't like to classify themselves in any of those genres. But holy cow, they create an impressive and refreshing style that proves that guitar-based rock is still alive and is being led by women. Check out Dee Spitz. I got to see them open for Amyl and the Sniffers with the Lambrini Girls out in Buffalo 2 years ago. And they met with fans after the show. And they were a fantastic group of people. Check out this album, Dee Spitz, Something to Consume. One of my honorable mentions for this year. The year end is my favorite part of the musical year. So I get to go through all the lists put together by my favorite websites, my favorite magazines, my favorite bloggers, all the people here in Rockin' the Suburbs, and find music that it's eluded me during the year. And if you know me, I'm always looking for new music. And I'm just obsessed with year-end lists. So the album that I'm choosing for this year's best of that I found on a year-end list is Lux by Rosalía. Holy cow, what an album. There's no way this album should be popular. Well, no, I can't even say that. There is a way it should be popular. But the way she puts this stuff together, it's operatic, it's classical. There's classical instruments, there's cellos and orchestral music, and she sings in an operatic tone at times. But then she's also got these pop sensibilities to her voice and to ways she does things. It's an amazing album. It's one of the most beautiful albums I've ever heard in my life. It's just a beautiful album. Listen to Rosalía's Lux. That is my best of from found on a year-end list. Lux by Rosalía. Because it's really something. I can't really recommend one song to listen to from this, because it really should be taken all in one chunk. You should listen to it front to back. But if I need to recommend one song from this one, it would be Reliquia. It's got some Baroque opening that melds into pop vocals, and it just merges generations of world music that is just beautiful. So check that one out. It's one of the most beautiful albums, again, that I've ever heard. Honorable mention for a year-end list album would probably be the album Rude by a band called Spiritual Cramp. This one has it all for the punk-minded music fan. There's sing-along choruses, there's hand claps, there's pop punk out of the Hives, there's post-punk in there, there's some new wave feel to it. I'm really digging this one. Check it out. Rude by Spiritual Cramp. And thanks to Jim Patrick for creating this community. Thanks to Stephen Routledge for putting the new music train on the tracks. I'm always grateful for everything that this community provides. And be sure to listen to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, especially my show, Walking at a Suburban Pace, on Saturdays from 11 to 1 Eastern Time. This is Mike Coley, wishing everybody a happy and healthy 2026, and hopefully we get through all of this intact. Stay fresh, cheese bags. Out.
En Roma crecí y el descaro lo aprendí. Pura por Barcelona perdí mi lengua en París, mi tiempo en el E, los hills en Milán, la sonrisa en UK. corazón nunca ha sido mío, yo siempre lo doy. Coge un trozo de mí, quédatelo pa' cuando no estés, seré tu reliquia. Soy tu reliquia, seré tu reliquia. Perdí la fe en DC y la amiga en Bangkok, un mal amor en Madrid y en México el blond, la mala hostia en Berlín y el hasta en Granada. El perre nació el coraje, pero el cielo nació en Buenos Aires. En Japón lloré y mis pestañas deshilé, y en la ciudad de cristal fue que me trasquilé. Pero el pelo vuelve a crecer, la pureza también, la pureza está mía, está mal.
I'm not going to call Geese Is Getting Killed my album of the year, because I know there's a lot of people that are going to call that their album of the year. Even though that's my album of the year,